Coach Tom Ceratori joining us. Tom, I don't know if I've seen a game, much less a playoff game, like that one. That was definitely one for the books.
Well, it was an odd game for, you know, for a team who, again, we're one of the lowest penalized teams in the country. It was just uncharacteristic of us. But again, we beat ourselves. We beat ourselves, Schultze.
Your penalty kill has been so good. I don't even know that you could ever ask them to be as good as they even were tonight.
No, exactly. Eventually, the dam's going to break. And again, it's just the guys really competed hard in the third period. Those penalty killers, but God, they played a lot, and we overplayed them. We just overplayed them, and whatever. Again, the bottom line was, though, you know, they get one goal. That whole mess in the third period, it was just a mess. They get one goal. It's still 3-3. Then we lose a faceoff. We lose a clean faceoff, and we got carved up on faceoffs all night. So our discipline got the best of us, and we couldn't. We weren't very good on the dot.
When you do get to beat in the faceoff dot, Tom, what do you try to do to remedy that? I mean, they're pretty good in the faceoff dot tomorrow night, and that can be a big part of the game.
Well, heck yeah, it's a huge part of the game. It's when possession starts. It was crazy. I think we won 7 faceoffs out of 27 in the first period,
yep.
and we took it to them. And just think if we'd have won 50%.
Well, then the goal you scored was off a faceoff.
Yeah. That was a clean faceoff win. But, no, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. You have to – again, if you can't win a faceoff, you better tie up your centerman.
The bright side is you got a bunch of forwards that are fresh for tomorrow night. The downside is you got a bunch of penalty killers that are gassed. How do you get them as much energy as possible before 7 o'clock tomorrow?
It's just the playoffs. You just got to find a way.
See you then, Coach.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Tack a 5-3 win with an empty netter late.